they kill each other?
I hope so. But they do seem to be evenly matched. But it is not Garou I am counting on to get me the Titans loosened. You are.
I need...
You need what?
I had heard they were just stories.
Stories are like trees, my ladies. They always start with seeds of truth and grow from there.
But those stories tell us they were banished back to their own dimension.
This is the Coyote's true dimension. They belong here.
She is markedly more skilled than I think we assumed. And with all the zombie combat going on, it was more difficult for me to find the right opportunity. I assure you, though, that the next time, I am sure I will—
Next time? There wasn't supposed to be a next time!
Nahil, we are friends. We have fought side by side for years. If you have a good reason for doing this, if you can justify this, I will take your side.
Fine. I could have bested Queen Hastra. We are closely matched, but she is not my better.
Then what made you retreat?
I did not expect to learn what I did about her, my friend. I did not realize there was no way I could ever harm her. For if I did, I would consign myself to a long life of loneliness and isolation. Garou, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my Rubar Tea.
Nahil, we are friends. We have fought side by side for years. If you have a good reason for doing this, if you can justify this, I will take your side. Please, explain this to me.
Fine. I could have bested Queen Hastra. We are closely matched, but she is not my better.
Then what made you retreat?
I did not expect to learn what I did about her, my friend. I did not realize there was no way I could ever harm her. For if I did, I would consign myself to a long life of loneliness and isolation.
That is impossible.
Garou, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my Rubar Tea.
It is unheard of for a goblin to experience the Rubar Tea with a race other than goblin.
I know.
Are you sure this is true? You could be hallucinating from some stray spell the queen cast, or it could be a reaction from something you ate, or maybe you were cursed by—
I know.
Beast's fangs.
I am positive, Garou. Surely now you understand my failure and why I had to be deceptive. I would not have the sacred bond used as part of that woman's plan.
But you've made a powerful enemy.
Yes. But the Rubar Tea is stronger than any witch, even one with two of the lucids.
She will get no more work from me.
I don't think she needs it. Why would she pay you now?
So I suppose you intend to find the queen and pledge yourself to her?
It is not as if I don't know where to find her. I will not ask you to come.
I would not ask you. This is your path. Take some of this. You will need to purchase some of the good wine if you're going to court the queen.
Thank you, my friend.
May the wolf spirits guard over you and guide you to your heart's desire, brother.
And to you, farewell.
What do you mean the Quixote belong here? We all know that the four tribes united to drive these demons back to their own dimension at the end of the Darkest Ages.
My dear ladies, this is the confounding thing about history as a whole. As generation gives way to generation, history can be altered and changed, made to reflect the face that is presently in the mirror. Some facts may transform or otherwise disappear, and some races may become worse than they are to fit into the new narrative.
But these beasts are predators who change shapes to trick their victims.
So you say. But tell me this. Have you or anyone you have known actually seen the Quixote?
According to clockwork records, their king is imprisoned somewhere in a secret location.
According to records. And yet, the last time any of the races have seen them, your grandmothers 15 removed were the ones walking this earth. What if I could tell you that the Quixote were in alliance with one of the four races?
We would never.
I did not say it was one of your races. And what if I said that your races were not the original four races, and that the Quixote were the fifth?
We have scoured these grounds for several paces beyond the town, and for several more into the woods. We cannot find anything, Lady Atla.
Maybe if we can have Demetra send out a searching spell.
But I would still feel my Lucent. We all have that bond, and I feel nothing. It is gone.
We cannot assume that.
I am sure that mangy, invisible puppy that thought it was a wolf stole it. That is why it chose to run away than finish our battle.
We will send out a search. Get multiple compliments of our soldiers to scour Kuttner for this invisible monster. And that goblin swordsman as well.
You think they are connected?
I think it may be too much of a coincidence, yes. Steady, sister.
This monster played me for a fool!
I don't blame you.
Then you are alone in this belief.
We still have 3 fragments of the Lucents. Utilizing those 3, we can find yours before whoever has it can discern how to make it work.
But...
Remember, my beloved sister. With Stygia gone, I doubt there's anyone who knows how to manage the Lucent as well as we can. This is not as dire as you think it is. Our story is not motivated by a trinket, no matter how powerful it is.
When the ones above all seeded this realm with life, they made 5 races to represent the 5 basic elements. To represent Aether, they created the goblins to understand and manipulate it with their spells. To represent fire, they created the Titans, whose unrelenting strength and bravery could light the ways of civilization and incinerate those who would destroy them. For air, they created the humans, whose emotions and insight could weave innovation amongst the others to make their world strong. They made the Quixote and their ability to shift form for water, so the world can adapt to whatever the world becomes with time. And for the earth, the ones above all created the kobolds, who would know the secrets of the ground beneath us and use what they discovered to strengthen our homes.
But it was the clockworks who took the materials of the earth to make their own bodies, to help the others create the machines that make...
There is no record of the clockworks being here before the First Great War.
But they were vital during the final battle. They helped forge the Lucent that drove out the Quixote, save for Yoden.
The Quixote fought alongside your ancestors, my lady. They were some who pledged themselves to the great finality,
but the majority fought against it. They were essential to forging the Lucent, but they paid the price by being sealed off from our realm. Yodin tried to release them and ended up rebelling against the other races. He became a villain and embraced the vile, untrue stories told in whispers by those around him. They are not monsters, my ladies. They are part of the natural order. The Clockworks came later, left here by the Grey Legion.
The Grey Legion?
How do you know all of this? And what happened to these kobolds you talk about?
It could be said that being deprived of sight will open up other senses.
Somehow I think that is not the case with you, woman. Even now I see how your body seems to change. You grow younger, straighter than when I last met you.
This cannot be.
Sister!
My lady.
These must be lies. It cannot be. We have always been here. The Clockworks have always been present in Cutner. We are one of the four races. Four, not five. Four.
I am sorry. I know this new knowledge must be painful.
No!
Sister, please, sit down. We can get this woman to tell us the truth.
No, I must...
Oh, no, my lady. You must go after her. With unknown searching for the rest of the Lucent.
No, woman. I will stay here with you. You will explain what you truly are and why you know so much.
Yes, my dear Sandy. I swear you are one of my best creations ever. One red-backed scorpion.
Are you going to eat it?
No, my pet. I'm going to place it in this mold along with the other ingredients of my spell. Before pouring the adamantine metal into said mold, so that as it cools, I can enchant the metal with the proper incantations and runes to create a sword that will envenom its victim with every wound it makes, so that whoever is struck by it will wither and die, even if they run from me.
You do not have to go through all this preparation if you wish to kill someone. I could easily tear anyone apart.
Why aren't you sweet? But you must understand, my dear creation, that this sword is being forged for someone special. Someone who took what I most valued from me. Someone I need to kill in person. I must be the one to thrust this blade into her gut. I must be the one to feel her blood splatter on my face. And I must be the one to see her last breath leave her body.
Surely there is some way I can help, Mistress.
No. Hastra stole my crown, my realm, my power. I must be the one to strike her down and laugh in her face as she dies. But you are so good, my dear. You shouldn't call me mistress. Call me mother. Later you can call me your highness.
As I thought.
Is someone there?
Oh, Indicator. I apologize for disrupting your sanctuary.
Nonsense, child. This place is not for me to hide away, but for the clockwork to come for help or advice. And judging from the way you cried out, you do need one or the other.
I should not have come here.
I would say you had no choice but to come here. Lady Medeas, is it not?
Yes, Indicator.
That settles it. If anyone needs the aid of the great clockmaker's duly appointed representative, it is the one responsible for giving our race freedom. Now, tell me what troubles you.
My friend and I were consulting with a wise woman. Someone had tricked her into giving something vital, something personal.
The Lucent, yes?
Yes. And this woman, she told me things that has shaken the basis of all my belief, or the structure of our whole society. She says that we were not part of the four foundational races, that our direst enemies claimed our place. It cannot be true, can it?
What if it were?
How can you say that? You are the representative of the great clockmaker.
But maybe we are not deserving of our position. Maybe, Lady Medeas, you were not meant to keep hold of your Lucent.
Blasphemy!
Maybe all you are is a toy for your sisters to take advantage of because of your nature.
Why are you saying such things?
Maybe you need to be disassembled, your parts smelted down instead of placed in the reliquary.
You are not yourself. You should have no knowledge of the Lucent. You are not the Indicator.
I never said I was, Toy. So, where is your Lucent?
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 6, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. David Ellis was Nahil. Desmond Reddick was Guru. Chris Honeywell was Soldier. Casey Boudinot was Atla. Vanessa Van Zer was Hastra. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Tori Wright was Medeas. Femi London was Cassana. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Anna Crawford was Sandy. John Wilson was Indicator. Tim Price was Yoden. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite, as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects, at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.